Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you are not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Jeff Thoman. He's running for the District 3 seat on the Washington County Board of Supervisors.
I am Jeff Thoman. I am from Ainsworth, Iowa. I have been married to my wife, Bonnie, for 30 years. We have three children, Jill, Tyler, and Riley Joe. Two of the children are Iowa State grads. Riley is a UNI student to graduate here in December. I live on a small farm that I was raised on north of Ainsworth. I produce crops with my family. I have worked in state and county government for 19 years. I was born and raised in Washington County. And my mother and father taught me the meaning of hard work.
Why county supervisor and why now?
The reason I'm running for county supervisor, I'm concerned about the direction that the county is going in at this point in time. I want to support new development in industry, ag, and otherwise. I want to ensure that we take care of the citizens that are already living here. And I want to ensure county regulations do not stifle business and development growth, or the rights of the people to make choices on how they live. I've been concerned about some of the situations that have happened lately with the communications. Communications is very important for the county. It supports EMS, fire, sheriff, the affected public, ambulance, and the state patrol. Equipment has been ordered and no place has been planned within which to install it. The old building that they have right now has been documented in the past to have high radon, mold, and now water leaks are taking place. It was a location where prisoners were not allowed to be held at one time. I would not want to have millions of dollars worth of equipment to be installed in that building without major renovation or a new building being built. We have to ensure that we use common sense with the taxpayers' dollars.
What are some other issues that are top of mind importance for you? As far as things either you would be running on or things you would like to address were you to become a county supervisor?
I would want to make sure to look into the roads department budget, the farm-to-market infrastructure, repair and replacement of existing roads, the development of new roads, possibly to housing subdivisions where a large tax base of underserved citizens live. If we want to keep the county progressing, these are some of the issues that need attention. Taxes need to be held in check at the same time.
What would be successful progress in your mind?
Successful progress would be the addition of some roads and infrastructure for new subdivisions, for businesses to be built anywhere in the county. It doesn't necessarily have to be District 3, but we need to look at it holistically and ensure that we have the infrastructure in place for businesses within which to use to ensure their success.
What makes District 3, in your opinion, special, stand out, and what are some things specific to District 3 that are unique when it comes to what a supervisor can provide to those constituents?
District 3 is unique in the fact that it is a very large district that runs from right south of Riverside all the way through Ainsworth, Crawfordsville, and over to Brighton. The base is somewhat an area for people to live and work in Iowa City, Johnson County area. We have housing developments in the northern part of our district that we serve. We also serve a very large ag base. We have farms, businesses, livestock, grain, and things like that. So there is a very wide base that we serve.
You had mentioned the communications building is something that the Board of Supervisors is currently working on. Is there anything else that you see from some of their current business or maybe even recent old business that you'd either like to see action on or that you have any thoughts on?
Something was mentioned the other day. I was kind of concerned that the tax levy has not been changed in the last couple years, but we are paying more tax because the tax assessments have went up. I have a feeling that if I were to get in there, we would try to find a way to lower the tax levy. And so in the end, we pay less tax.
Is there anything else with this platform you'd like to say to potential voters out there?
I have 19 years of experience working for Washington County and the state of Iowa. I understand how county government works, and I want to ensure your tax dollars are spent wisely and in ways that improve the lives of Washington County residents. I'm a farmer, employee, and businessman. Let me put my experience to work for you.
That was Jeff Thoman. He's running for the District 3 seat on the Washington County Board of Supervisors. He joins us on the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.